Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century.
Jasper, what have you got to report?
Not a blame thing. I'll be hung for a horse thief if I can figure out how that English fellow could so completely disappear without leaving a trace.
Well, I'll tell you how he disappeared. He is kidnapped, and Dad bust Jim Ross for a yellow coyote anyhow.
Yeah, but how could they get him off the ranch or hit away without somebody seeing something is beyond me, and who done it?
We'll get to that in a minute. What do you got, Duke?
No news. That is, except that Jacqueline's hanging onto her father's coattail every place he goes.
What good's that going to do?
Well, she figures either he'll drop something that'll be useful to us, or he'll talk to somebody that'll give us a clue.
Not a bad idea.
But Jim Ross, he's got more sense than to say anything with her around.
Yeah, unless he thinks he can put something over right under her nose without her getting wise.
Well, anyway, it'll keep her busy and out of our way. Now then, Jasper, you asked who did it. I think that's obvious. Benny and Mudd did it, with perhaps the help of one or two of the men here on the ranch that Ross can trust.
Benny and Mudd, who in thunder are they?
Hey, you don't mean that those two sippy cats come on the ranch without you knowing about it?
Sure, no one's on me.
They came here to the training quarters this morning and said they'd been sent over by Ross to act as Reggie's sparring partners.
Well, you should have known right then there was something wrong.
We did. Benny turned out to be a wrestler. And when Reggie went up against him, he tried every trick he knew to injure him. Flying tackles, butting, gouging.
Say, if I'd been around, I'd have kicked him off this ranch quicker than it'd take to tell us.
I wish you had been around. But we felt pretty safe for the moment after Reggie succeeded in handling him so well.
Reggie took everything he had and licked him, huh?
Reggie couldn't knock him out, but it got to the point where Reggie was knocking him down as fast as he got to his feet.
Boy, howdy, and every one of them knockdowns was like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, Jim Ross see it?
Yes, we caught him sneaking away from the gymnasium. He'd been outside watching through the window.
You mean he didn't have the nerve to come in and face you guys?
Apparently not. We had a row and threatened to go into Knight's Landing and expose him to the newspaper there. And that's when he issued orders that none of us was to be allowed off the place until after the fight next Friday.
Yeah, he means it, too. He's let all the air out of your tires and he's got all the other cars locked up.
Well, shucks, there's plenty of horses around if we want to make a break.
It'd be as much as your life's worth to get one.
How's that?
Got a bunch of the toughest boys on the ranch guarding them with six-shooters.
Well, what you know? Gun stuff, huh?
Well, we don't want to make a break. We're staying right here and fighting Jim Ross on his own grounds until Reggie's back safe.
You bet you. Hey, Jack, how about us starting a war that is a war?
Now, we'll discuss that later. First, I want to ask Jasper a couple of questions. Is there any place Reggie could be held prisoner on the ranch that hasn't been investigated?
Oh, I can't think where, except in the big ranch house. Nobody's been in there that I know of.
Oh, sure they have. Jacqueline's been through that house from top to bottom.
You sure she did a good job?
You bet she did a good job. After she'd been through once, I sent her back and made her do it all over again. If Reggie's in that big house, they've flattened him out and shoved him under the carpet.
You think Ross had him sent off the ranch?
No, I don't. I don't think he'd chance it. Boy's right here on the place somewhere.
Yeah, but 40,000 acres is a lot of acres when you start looking for somebody.
That's true. There's gulches and ditches and underbrush, high grass. I don't know what all it'll take. It's a month of Sundays to comb through.
Well, if we're sure he's not any of the buildings, that's our next bet. Now then, my next question. I don't think Benny and Mudd could have handled that kidnapping alone. Which of the men would Ross be most apt to trust to help them?
Curly Stewart, Ole Jenkins.
Hey, you don't say. Them two hombres that me and you put to sleep the other night, Jack.
Yes. Have you seen them around since Reggie disappeared?
Sure, just usual.
Notice them acting any different?
No, can't say I did.
Where do you imagine they'd be about now?
Oh, down around the bunkhouse. Boys always gather down in front of the bunkhouse for horseplay and talk until time to turn in.
All right, let's go down there.
You know, what you got in mind?
I'll tell you as we go down.
Well, it ain't far.
All right, let's go.
Hey, wait a minute. What about Jacqueline?
Well, what about her?
Well, she said if she got anything, she'd come here.
All right, you wait. We won't be gone long.
But what's the idea? What'll I tell her if she comes?
Just say we've gone down to the bunkhouse to pick up Ole and Curly.
Oh, you mean you're going to bring them back here?
That's right.
Here now, you ain't going to get those boys to come up here without a fight.
I don't think there's going to be any fight. Come along and I'll tell you about it.
Well, what the heck if there is a fight? I got to do with another sock at them two.
There's not going to be any fight, I tell you. There's a group of oak trees 100 feet or so from the bunkhouse, isn't there, Jasper?
That's right on this side.
Okay. When we get down there, Doc and I'll wait in the shadow of them while you go on down.
Yeah, and then what?
Well, your job will be to hunt up Curly and Ole and tell them you want to talk to them. Bring them over under the trees. Doc and I'll do the rest.
Now you're talking. One sock each and they go bye-bye.
Forget your fists for a minute, Doc. We want those boys in a condition to talk.
Oh, I get it. Just tie them up and gag them. I wondered what you brought along that bandana for.
Oh, getting in the trees now.
Think you can get them over to us without stirring up the rest of the hands?
Sure. I'm still foreman of this here ranch.
Good.
Now, you boys better not come any further.
All right, we'll wait here.
Hurry it up, though, Jasper, old kid.
Yeah.
Listen to them there old katydids.
Uh-huh.
Takes me back to the time when me and Winnie Mae used to sneak out and steal watermelons. The most fun I ever had, except the time old Granddad Fiedelbaum caught me in the seat of the pants with a load of rock salt. The meanest man in Texas, I swear to goodness he was.
Was, huh?
Yes, sir. Rock salt hurts. But Winnie Mae was on the top of the fence when he let go, and she turned a complete flip-flop before she hit the ground.
Flip-flop?
Yeah. Well, anyway, I never run so fast in my life. I thought, sure, the seat of my britches was on fire.
Hold it. I think they're coming.
Hey, how are we going to work it?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I can see him. He's only bringing one.
Yeah?
When they get in here, put your hand over his mouth and I'll upset him.
That's the ticket.
Go down on top of him and be sure to keep his mouth covered.
Bet your boots.
All right, now. Quiet. Now then.
Got him. All right. He can't get up. Slip the gag in, Jack.
Here it comes.
There she is. Take his belt here and tie up his hands.
Come on now. Put your hands behind you. There. That's it. There. All right. Let him up, Doc.
Yeah, that's one of them. Where's the other one, Jasper?
I couldn't locate Curly. None of the boys seem to know where he is.
That's not so good.
No, it ain't.
Well, what the heck? One's almost as good as two. Why don't we take Sweet up and work on him for a while?
Might as well, I guess.
Well, you go ahead. I'm going to have a look around for Curly.
All right, you do that. We'll hold Sweet until you get back.
All right. And careful you don't run into anybody on your way back.
We'll watch out for that.
I'll see you later, then.
All right, Sweet old kid. Step along.
Keep hold of him, Doc, so he can't break away.
You better not try to break away. You hear what I say, fella?
Better keep to the left. There's more shadow.
Yeah, over this way. Shucks, Jack. This is easier than shooting fish.
Well, I hope it'll be as easy getting information out of him.
Oh, sure it will. Why, Sweet here will open up like the Grand Canyon when we start working on it. Won't you, Sweet? Now, he shook his head, but he's just fooling.
All right. Between here and the door, it's moonlight. You'll just have to chance it. Keep on walking. Fast.
Yeah, yeah. Step on it, son. There. We made it. Hey, you back already?
Yes, sir, and look at the prize we got.
Shut the door, Doc. Duke, help me pull down the blinds.
Yeah, sure. But where's Curly?
Well, he wasn't around. Jasper's still out looking for him.
Maybe he's up with Jim Ross.
Yeah, maybe. All right, sit down, Sweet.
Jack said, sit.
Yeah, that's better. Shall I take off the gag, Jack?
Yes. But don't yell, Sweet, or you get a fist right in the teeth. Now, take it off.
Uh-huh. There you are.
What's the meaning of this? Shanghaiing a fella right out of his own chicken roast?
Son, I sure do like to hear you talk.
Hey, Curly, and I get turned loose, I'm going to raise more trouble with you fellas than you can take care of from now on.
Well, it's fair, isn't it? You kidnap Reggie, so we kidnap you.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about very well. Now, where have you taken Reggie?
I ain't took him nowhere. You fellas must be loony in the head.
Now, there's no use trying to give us that stuff. We've caught Benny and Mud, and they've confessed the whole thing. They said you and Curly helped them abduct Reggie.
Who?
Benny and Mud.
Well, for goodness sake, who's them guys?
Jack, it ain't no use. Sweet ain't gonna talk until we work on him a little.
What you mean, work on me?
You see, Jack, he's too innocent to know what it's all about.
I'm just a good-natured Swedish boy with a wife and 6 children.
Now, ain't that sweet?
Duke, is Sweet married?
Not that I ever heard of.
But they're all back in the old country.
Come on, Sweet. Shall I turn Doc loose on you?
Hey, tell him to put that knife away. I bleed easy.
Jack, You remember the time I skinned that pirate alive down off the Straight Settlements? It wouldn't tell us what we wanted to know.
My goodness gracious! Skinned him alive?
Sure did, son. Right before his very eyes. Now then, how about it, sweet? Where's Rich?
Fellers, look at me. Sweat standing out all over me. You boys is making a big mistake, picking on a nice, sweet, good-natured Swedish boy like me.
We're giving you one more chance, sweet. Where's Reggie?
Well, I guess there ain't nothing to do but shut my eyes and grit my teeth.
Will you look at him, Jack? Ain't that the awfulest expression you ever did?
Go ahead, fellers, but remember, I bleed easy.
All right, Doc, that's enough. You can open your eyes now, sweet.
Is it over already?
We're not going to use a knife on you.
You ain't?
No.
By golly, I feel better already.
But, Durney, Jack, we didn't get a thing out of
him. I know, but I just got a better idea. Turn him loose.
Turn him loose?
That's what I said.
All right, but it don't make sense. There you are, sweet. Now, get to going now.
Thank you, boys. It's been mighty pleasant knowing you.
Doggone, sweet. You can't help laughing at
it. But what's your idea, Jack?
Jim Ross has kidnapped Reggie, so he can't appear in the ring next Friday. So how about us kidnapping Big Sweet so he can't show up either?
Say, now you've got something.
Say, that's all right. Hey, Jack, how come I never thought of that?
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking. This program came from New York. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.